Hello and welcome to You and Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Yuen, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Yuen a question, please visit yuenmethod.com/ask. That's yuenmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Yuen.
Hey, hi, everybody. This is Dr. Cam Yuen.
And Marnie Greenberg, co-author of Delete On the Spot, Stress and Pain, and co-leader of the Yuen Method. We're so excited to be here. Yes, this is live, a free live stream teleclinic. It's going to be on deleting your relationship pain and stress. So we are here to put this number one international best-selling book into action for you. So what's going to happen if you have any kind of relationship pain, and whether that be a painful divorce or a breakup, a difficulty attracting maybe the right partner, maybe your partner is dishonest, you have betrayal issues, there's secrets or lies, maybe you have poor boundaries, maybe there's communication pain, explosive anger, maybe there's sexual dysfunction or that lack of emotional intimacy, lack of affection, maybe uncontrollable urges, anything at all relating to relationships, you're on the right stream. So you'll see the call-in number. Our tech team is here. This is on YouTube live stream, and they're still in beta testing. It's a new feature. So we're excited to be streaming live. If you can't hear sound or you can't see the picture, I'd like you to go ahead and click the link that you'll see on the screen in the chat, or go ahead and click specifically on the picture. If you take your mouse or your touchpad, whatever you're using on your computer, just go ahead and click that picture, because sometimes it needs that extra click. If you have any trouble at all, let us know in the chat, and we're here to help you. You can also contact us at unmethod.com if you have any logistical questions at all throughout the stream, or visit us at our website, www.unmethod.com. But going forward today, the UN Method is really a way of life, and we put these free streams regularly and continuously available to you so that we can keep you strong on a regular basis. Today is, like I said, on relationships, and we're going to start off by just a little bit of a review of deletion, because we all have the deletion key, and if you look up at the octagon, the deletion key is just eliminate. You'll see eliminate, free, independent, release, protect, forgive, forget, unconditionally. And it's just, we all have it. It's nothing magical. It's nothing mystical. It's a switch that's hardwired to your internal computer. And Dr. Yuen and I are going to demonstrate this live so that when you call in with a relationship problem, any kind of problem at all, we're going to just hit the deletion key for you. And when we talk about relationships, what we're doing, what the Yuen Method is all about, the key fundamental principles are all about insight. So what you see Dr. Yuen and I doing is using our insight to feel, perceive, and intuit the right and wrong answer. So whether you want to know if you're attracting the right person, if that person's right or wrong for you specifically, or when you find the right answer, your problem just goes away like that. And we're going to be demonstrating this, like I said. So Dr. Yuen, do you want to elaborate about what it is, what do you mean when you say when you find the right answer, your problem's gone? It's that simple.
Well, that's how it is in life. We just forgot that, we didn't get in touch with it, that the amateur actually has his own energy behind it to actually change the situation. So we've been using methods that doesn't lead us to the right answer, and we think that's the only way that we could use the things we have. And it's not useful if we're not arriving at the answer quickly and we solve the problem.
So we're going to find the right answer for you specifically. And what that means is that if you have a relationship problem, we each have our own unique fingerprint as to what the reasons, the causes, and sources are that led to this problem in the first place. So Jackie and I are going to tune in using our insight and find out specifically for you, what's your weakness? Where does this start? What's the root cause? And then we're going to delete it, just like that. It's not talk therapy. There's nothing even you have to say verbally. This is actually, you can do this non-verbally, the UN method. So, Dr. Jean, let's talk about non-verbal communication and how the UN method can be applied non-verbally, especially when you're dealing with relationships.
Well, in our situation, you know, what we say doesn't really mean exactly what's going on here. So it's really up to every individual to get into themselves and find their own answer, to master the question they have, or find a solution to that problem. So that's what we're doing with this method. It's not like we give you things that you don't have. You already have it. We just point out to you what you have and ensure that you connect with it and process that appropriately, that the right answer to speed up the problem for you.
So just in my extreme, the results are not limited by distance, nor are they limited to one-on-one. So when you call in and we resolve your specific pain or problem, pay attention to how you're feeling too, because as others improve and as others get better, you're going to feel a shift in your body as well. So for those of you listening, if you have back pain, neck pain, knee pain, joint pain, all kinds of pain, whatever it is that's bothering you, if it has anything to do with relationships, then that pain is going to start to go away as you follow and listen to the rest of this live stream. Because we all know it's not just physical pain that we have. When we have painful relationships, Dr. Jean, let's talk about how painful relationships will cause physical pain. Like, I just worked on a client last week who was couldn't even barely walk. And literally, she was going through a horrible divorce. And when we cleared all that energy, she could walk again without any pain. So, Dr. Jean, let's talk about that, how relationships causes physical pain.
Well, people have physical pain just from their mind not resolving what affects the mind and their spirit. And, of course, they also have physical cause of pain, too. So there's three components that you have to take into consideration. How to resolve pain or stress in a person's life experience.
So, and we're going to be demonstrating this, like I said. And a lot of people are new to the whole idea of, like, unconditional love. And that's what this dream really has to do with, unconditional love. So, Dr. Jean, what exactly is your definition of unconditional love? And how is that different than just love when you say, you know, I love myself or you love someone else?
Well, unconditional is that you don't put a condition in how you love someone or how you accept someone. It's totally unconditional. You actually accepted that person, and more of a unconditional acceptance, and not I have a condition. Well, I love you because you've done this to me or you do this to me, and those are the conditions that you don't want to.
So love without conditions. So how, and take a minute and ask yourself the question, do you love without conditions, or are you putting conditions on those that you love? And we're going to expand more on this. Let's take a look at love that exists in the mind versus unconditional love. And I think first tell us, like, what is love that exists in the mind?
Well, if it exists on the mind, and people just constantly struggle with it in the mind, with the emotions and even with the positive emotions that people want to use their mind to connect with positive emotion, but they actually trigger the negative emotions. So people will have like judgment, criticism, and blaming, and conflicting, and also complaining about their relationship with people. So it's really about getting the insight and connect with the insight, connect the party to the insight, and it would be resolved.
So you want to love without conditions. You want to get your mind out of your body, and you also want to get your spirit out of your body. So, Dr. Jean, let's talk about no mind, no spirit, and how unconditional love is really tapping into the universal power and the universal energy and your physical intelligence. So let's talk about physical intelligence and how that really has nothing, you know, when you really delete your mind and your spirit and the effect of that.
Well, for things to really function, for things to work for us, it's really our brain, our physical intelligence that's going to direct us to maintain the physical functions and the physical performance and the physical potential. So our mind really doesn't do that. We may force our mind to improve our performance or convince the mind to support us in our performance, our physical performance, but it doesn't really do that. It just sabotages your physical potential. Your mind, your spirit will always do that.
Your mind and your spirit will always sabotage you.
From their experiences, they're so used to sabotaging your physical potential, it's just natural for it to sabotage.
So that brings us to sexual neutrality. So for those of you who have been part of the UN Method for a while, you all know neutrality, and that's one of the key fundamental principles of the UN Method is being neutral. When you're not using your mind or spirit, you're completely neutral, you're not positive, you're not negative. Dr. Jean, let's expand on what is your definition of sexual neutrality?
Well, they have to have the neutrality first, that they are balanced, centered, stabilized, and they would perceive things to be equally strong. There's no different levels or unevenness that lead to struggling or lead to judgment and criticism. When everybody's even, you know, in terms of the amount of potential or the fitness that they have, and everyone would communicate with each other better.
So if you look at the sexual neutrality triad, we're going to be actually applying this for you today. What physical intelligence, no mind involvement, no spirit involvement. So we're going to do a group correction for everyone right now and deletion so that your mind's out of the way, your spirit's out of the way, and you're really in touch with your physical intelligence. Your physical intelligence will give you those right answers. And that's what we're going to demonstrate now. Dr. and I are going to start with live callers. So like I said, if you have any kind of relationship pain or problem, give us a call. Okay, our team is here. We'll take our first caller.
All right,
306. 306, you're on live.
Hello?
Yes, you're on live?
Hello?
Yes, can you
yes.
hear me? Okay,
yes,
you're on live with Dr. Yoon and I. Are you having any relationship problems today?
Yeah, I'm trying to find Mr. Wright. Is there anybody around?
You're trying to find Mr. Wright. I'm sure a lot of people on this thing can relate to that.
Yes,
so,
I know. Yeah, I know.
So how long have you been looking for Mr. Wright?
About 8 years.
8 years, okay. And what does Mr. Wright look like to you? What is it that you desire?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Okay, Dr. Yoon, what do you feel?
Well, I think she's picked it up.
Okay, so what I feel is that as I tune into you, I feel that there's some loneliness energy that is around you, and that your internal dynamics within your home are weak. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to strengthen your internal dynamics. And I also feel that past partners, there was a lot of negative energy there with past partners. So what we need to do is delete the accumulation of all your negative emotions with your past relationships. And not just with
yes.
your past relationships with men, but also your relationship with your father, because there is some turbulent energy there and there's some grief. So I'm going to delete all your negative energy. And I do feel that actually in your physical body. So, and I feel it in your stomach, your lower back, and slightly in your head. So I'm deleting that energy. How do you physically feel in your body now and emotionally with that being done?
Lighter.
Lighter?
It's,
okay.
Yes, and pardon me?
Do you have any pain in your physical body?
Yes, I do, my lower back.
Okay, so let's take a look at your lower back, because as I tuned into you, I could feel some lower back weakness, and that's what I asked. And that does have to do with relationships. So I'm going to delete your lower back pain, and I'm going to delete specifically, there's some karma, and you have direct karma with past relationships, and there's some criticizing energy and judging and blaming, complaining, defending. You're kind of on the defensive with yourself. So I'm going to delete that struggle for you, because you find yourself in a defensive position a lot in life with men. So let's delete all that struggle energy completely down to zero, and so that you no longer feel that. So when you think about Mr. right now, does that feel any different to you? And as well as your lower back, does that feel any different to you?
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty well diminishing. It's going, like, it doesn't seem to be as bad as it was when I was, you know, waiting, you know, to talk to you fellas. But it just, yeah, it seems like it's getting lighter.
Okay, so let's get rid of it 100%. I'm going to actually strengthen other aspects of your physical body, your throat, your central nervous system, and also you have a lot of miscommunications with past partners. Does that ring a bell at all? Miscommunication?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay, so let's delete all your misinterpretations and misperceptions and misinformation that you've had in the past, because that hasn't, it's like kind of stored in your back. Just from deleting that, the misinterpretations, how does your lower back feel? The same or different?
It's getting almost to be about 80%.
Okay, so let's take a look at the, I'm going to push the envelope a little bit more. And I do feel now it has nothing to do with relationships. So we literally deleted your relationships so that you will attract Mr. Right. But some of that also has to do with finances. And this happens a lot. You think it's a relationship pain or problem about attracting a man, but it really has to do with something else in your life. So I would say your second primary weakness is really finances. So what is it that you do for a living?
I'm retired, semi-retired.
Okay, so there's a weakness there with being retired. There's like, it kind of feels like a worry. There's a worry about being capped or a worry about spending money. So I'm deleting the worry. Any worry that you have about money, I'm deleting those worries for you. So I'm deleting your financial worries. How does your lower back feel now? Same or different?
Different.
Okay, so you keep feeling changes with every deletion.
Yes, I do.
Okay, is there anything you want to share? I mean, did any of this, like, did you get any ahas out of this? Or are you new to the UN method? Where you said before you were waiting for the call, you were in pain. And is there anything you'd like to share?
Well, like I said, I read the book many times, and I've tried doing all this stuff by myself. I haven't joined any courses yet because mom's in a hospital. She's 95, and she's in dire straits of back pain. And so I've sort of been going back and forth. And so I'm sort of being occupied with that. But when I do come home, I do work on myself and the delete and all that kind of stuff. So I'll get your spine working.
Okay, great. I'm so glad. I'm glad you got the book and you read it and you're joining the live stream. So definitely continue to be part of our live stream, and you'll get stronger and stronger. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for being live. And like I said, stay on for the whole live stream, because at the end you'll feel even better.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Bye, too.
So you can see that, you know, we're going to take some more live callers just by pinpointing what the true causes are behind your pain or behind what you think is relationship pain. This is instant. So you're going to, you know, people ask me all the time, how many deletions do I need? Well, every deletion, you're going to start to see a change. Like, that specific issue is gone. But, you know, like I said, it is a way of life, so you want to continue the deletion process. So, okay, we're going to take another caller.
All right, 818.
Okay, 818, you are online.
I do feel, now it has nothing to do with relationships.
Okay, I can hear you, 818, you're online. Okay, we'll try another caller.
971.
Okay, 971, you're on live.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you
Hello?
Today?
Yes, very good.
Good. Okay, so would you like to share what kind of relationship problems you have in your life?
I have difficult relationship and then always feeling sad, you know. I think sadness is, I don't know, due to the past relationship I have.
Okay, so you feel some grief right now when you think about relationships?
Yes, I have grief, yes.
Okay, so Dr. Yoon, what do you feel?
Say again?
When I think about his grief about relationships, you know, it doesn't register as a weakness and perception about it.
Okay.
So let's look at that situation. So, but to you, it's grief, but it's not exactly that, right? So we have to look at where that element of grief comes from. It's not about relationship. It's more like coming from your family influences, particularly your ancestors' influences on other people, that in many ways they kind of give people grief about their experiences. So we will just find that weakness of that and strengthen the weakness and then delete it and then ask you to compare when you first start and this few seconds now in comparison, is the same or different?
I see. Oh, no, I don't know, because I always feel the sadness, you know. This sadness happened long time. Even I have relationship or no relationship, I also feel the sadness.
Okay.
So you still have sadness, right? You said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's look at that again. I say it doesn't register as a sadness. So what continues to register is the weakness that you misinterpreted. Okay. So let's remove the misinterpretation, sadness for misinterpretation, not sadness for relationship experience.
Okay,
now compare again. Now, how's the sadness as before when you first started?
I feel okay, yes.
It's different, right?
Yes.
So you're always striving to be different than previously, so that way there's a solution to whatever affects you. So, misinterpretation affects you, and also the ancestors' influences on others have an effect on you. And
okay.
You have something in the future that affects you. So, let's have you think about something in the future that troubles you and affects you, but you don't have to say what it is, okay?
Okay.
Just connect. So, you connect with it, right?
Yes, correct.
All right, so it's always good to connect with it, and then you connect that one thought with other experiences, and then you lump them together, and you strengthen yourself to all of them, and then you strengthen yourself just for deletion. So, and once you identify that's what it is, then you will make a comparison. Now, right now and before, now it's the same or different.
About the future, I'm not so sure, because about the future, I have not been working for many years. That's why, you know.
You're able to identify something in the future that troubles you, right? Now,
yes.
Go back. Are you troubled the same way about the future?
Okay.
So you got to make that simple comparison first before you go on about working and things like that, okay?
Okay.
So
yeah, the future is okay. Yeah, the future is okay for me, except my challenges now is my health issue, you see.
Okay, so you have a question about your health, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, so let's look at that. See, your question about your health is actually it misinterpreted about the condition of your health, okay? So again,
yes.
The misinterpretation. So let's strengthen you for misinterpretation and ensure that misinterpretation is not going to connect with your health, okay? So
okay.
If you identify it, we could strengthen and delete the experience. Now think about your health again. What does that seem like?
I'm okay, yes, I'm okay.
Right, so that's shifted, right? So you can shift anything that's been standing your way to actually accomplish what you want to accomplish in your life, okay?
Okay.
So these things are not about relationship. And your relationship, you have less of a question and also less of an effect on you now.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
How do you feel? You'd like to share?
Yes, I'm very thankful for your help, you know. Yes.
Are you new to the UN Method?
Yes, I have joined the member club since July, the member club. And then I also have learned the UN Method Level 1.
Okay, good. And so you're feeling better in your physical body too right now?
Yes. Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for sharing. And
thanks,
like I said, you're going to continue to get better. And for
right,
those of
keep
you
on improving,
okay.
Right?
Improving.
Yes, okay. Thanks a lot.
So
thank
much.
You very much. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So a lot of people in the chat are also wondering, as others get better, will you also get better? The answer is yes, because if you have similar weaknesses, then we will also be directing you to strength too. So like I said, pay attention to how you're physically feeling, how you're mentally feeling, how you're emotionally feeling. And right now we're going to do a group correction for everyone. So for those of you who have been through horrible struggles, maybe it's grief, maybe it's the death of a loved one, maybe it's a communication with your partner, struggles finding a new partner, anything at all, we are going to do a group correction right now. So Dusty, what is it that you feel for the group? We're going to strengthen karma, misinterpretations, miscommunications, misperceptions, all the negative thinking and emotions. We're going to just delete that for the group and strengthen your central nervous system. And I know some people are saying, how is this possible? What exactly are we doing? But we're using, like I said, your physical intelligence. We're deleting your mind, deleting your spirit, and just applying deletions without touch, just remotely. And we're doing this for a whole group. Like I said, it's not just limited to one-on-one. So just by doing that to everybody who's on here, and I see your names, and I have my computer here. Yes, this is live. This is real. As I see your name, so go ahead and chat with us. And we're actually directing you straight. So, you know, let us know if you're feeling, you know, the same or different throughout this. And some people are asking about, you know, how is it that, you know, you can just delete fears? And how do you just attract a better relationship after you?
Well, your insight would direct you to your own answer in your own resolution. So if you have the right answers, the questions that have not been answered in your life and also the problems that have not been identified by your own insight, it will continue to be a problem for you. But once you identify it, just by identifying your own internal energy or potential would just pretty much change it for you.
Change it. Okay, great. Okay, we're going to take another live caller. 310, you're on live. Okay, we'll take another live caller. Okay, so as we're bringing up another live caller, we're going to continue with some group deletions, and I'm also going to answer some people here in the chat. Some people are feeling a release. They are feeling the deletion and whatnot. So,
310.
Okay, so 310? 310? Okay, so Dr. Yoon, let's expand more on how is it that people can really get into the feeling of, you know, unconditional love. I mean, there's so many myths out there that say, well, you have to be an enlightened guru or you have to meditate for years to have unconditional love or to be in that neutral space. But how is it that you can just program that in really quickly and speed up the whole process so that we do have that unconditional love for ourselves and for others, and we live more in that space without conditions, without judgment, without criticism?
Well, your physical intelligence would do that. Your physical intelligence would be unconditional. It doesn't put any condition when you use your physical intelligence. But when you apply your mind and your mental intelligence, you always have conditions, and there will be really not much thoughts or experiences from your mind that will be unconditional.
So for those of you who want to have a better sexual experience, if you want to have more intimacy, maybe there's a lack of intimacy in your life. With sexual neutrality, we're going to expand more on this. So, Dashreen, let's talk about how when you actually have sexual intercourse and that intimacy that's there, how is it different when you're in the space of neutrality, when you're, you know, it's a totally new principle, and especially when you activate it, because when you're in the place of neutrality and you're living in it and applying it on yourself in every act that you do, especially sexually, coming, you know, your mind has all these conditions and judgments, and so how do you live in that without the mind, without the spirit, especially sexually?
Well, other living creatures in nature, you know, they don't live with the mind, so they have more powers than we have in sexual performance. So it's totally physical. If you use your mind along with your physical potential, then the mind eventually would kind of just take away your physical potential somewhat.
Okay, so some people are saying unconditional love is neutral, but I have conditions for a life partner. You know, we all do. Ideal person to spend years of our life with, I'm thinking we get more neutral, is to allow the person we truly desire, question. So some people in the chat are wondering, like...
You want to put conditions, right?
How is it possible?
Well, it's possible is because you put it in there, it's not like using your willpower and discipline to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you just remove all these things that... that make you put a condition in your relationship with another human being, and that human could be more closely related to you on a personal level. So you want to get to a place where that's a total acceptance that your physical intelligence will connect the other person's physical intelligence.
That's key.
Of course, the other person also has to be changed too, and your presence of your physical intelligence would kind of encourage that person to be more with their physical intelligence, so there would be more nonverbal communication. And
there's a lot of myths out there. I'm not interrupting, but there are a lot of myths out there that are talking about, you know.
They think if they talk it over, they're
going to
resolve
it. They talk it over, it resolves the problem. Not only that,
but
they think...
you talk it over, it actually gets worse, right? So.
The more talking and the more argument, I'm like, you can change your partner. All the articles that you read and all the stuff on the internet, they're like, you can't change someone else. And with the UN method, absolutely.
Well,
you
change
them
for the better.
You
don't change them just to control them.
Right.
You change them so they could become themselves, right? Become their real self. And you recognize who they are instead of all these emotions that define what the person thinks, define who they are, right? They would say, oh, I'm emotional, that's who I am. Well,
right.
That's not who they are, right? So emotion is not who you are.
So wouldn't you like to do that? I mean, if let's say you're in a relationship and the other person is bothering you a lot or maybe annoying or criticizing or has bad behaviors or maybe drinking a lot, or who knows it? I mean, we all have different, you know, problems. But, yes, you can tune into the partner and apply deletions for them. And their behavior,
well, you make improvements
totally
on that,
changes.
Right? So it's about improving their life, you know, not just relationship. Of course, you know, relationship is part of their life, so that will improve it. So.
Right. So let's do some more demonstrations. We'll take another caller.
All right.
508.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you. Yes, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Oh, yeah. I was calling because I was having some issues with post-nasal drip. I've had post-nasal drip for over 12 years now.
Close neighbors for over 12 years?
No, post-nasal drip. Like I have a constant dripping in the back of my throat.
In the back of your throat. Okay, how are your relationships in your life?
Well, let's see. I have. I'm in a relationship with my youngest son's father. We're living together, but it's a huge struggle with the communication with the relationship itself, I believe it's
okay. Okay, so you're in a relationship now, and you're living with him, and you're also living with your, and your son is there as well.
Yes, I have actually two boys. I have a 2-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I'm actually together with my youngest son's father.
Okay,
so we're living together.
Okay, but you said you when I hear the word struggle, I sense a lot of pain, and I sense that. You know, when I feel who's the weaker of the two, whether it's you or him, I feel that more of it's coming from you. So let's work on you first. Let's delete all your negative emotions. And I feel that you are really hard on yourself. And although you do, I mean, every mother wants the best for their kids, but there's really a lot of energy going on within the home, and the male energy in particular. So you to male energy, there's like an excess of male energy, and that is kind of weakening you. So let's balance, center, and stabilize your internal dynamics of your home so that the energy is more balanced. And what I feel is that imbalance of energy is your throat, the drip, it's like there's a stagnation in your life, and it's related to your throat. So let's clear all your stagnation, blockage, and congestion in your physical life with your relationship. And with that being said, just deleting the stagnation and blockage and congestion, like I said, do you feel the same or different with your throat?
The nose.
Your nose, your throat, the whole area, really, the drip.
Yeah, it's right now it's still dripping. Like I could feel it. It bothers me. I can feel it right in the back of my throat, so I constantly cough all day.
Okay, so let's take a look at that specifically. I'm going to specifically strengthen your central nervous system and your uterus, because it's not coming from your throat. It's coming from your uterus, your reproductive organs, and it's mostly, it's more reproductive. And there is, it's interesting that this is about sexual neutrality, because that is a specific weakness for you. It's that neutrality sexually. So with that being said and not strengthened, how does the drip feel now? Before I ask you, I feel that your mind is very much in your body. So I'm going to go ahead and delete your mind, because your mind is sabotaging you a lot. And it's placing a lot of restrictions and conditions on you and worry. And so I'm going to delete the worry and those restrictions so that you have more openness within your throat and whatnot. So how does that feel now?
It's starting to feel like it's clearing. Like I still feel the mucus in the back of the throat, but I feel like it's
okay.
Like
so
it's not as heavy, but it's there.
It's there. Okay. So what I want you to do is think about for a second your femininity and your feminine power and your feminine strength, and own that just for a second. Like just say it to yourself. Like I'm a powerful, sexual, beautiful woman. And you think about that.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah, and do you feel like you're strong with that? Or does part of that bother you when you say that?
Part of it bothers me.
Okay, so we want you to be strong to that, because you can say positive affirmations, you can try to convince yourself that you are, but in reality there's a weakness there. So the weakness goes back to when you were like maybe 5 or 6 years old, your connection with your mother, and you carry all your ancestor traits from your mother, your grandmother, and all the women. So I'm going to delete all of that for you and really put you more in touch with your sexual power, because it's like your prowess energy is just, it's like down to human history. It's like it's bad. There's like traumatic memories of you when you were actually in your sexual prowess, that really bad things happen to you. There's a lot of trauma there. So we need to delete those traumatic memories, because that's really what the drip that you're physically feeling is really related to. So with that deletion, how do you feel now when you think about being a real strong woman? Like in your strength, in your power.
I feel better. Like I feel stronger.
Okay, and then how do you
like
feel when you think about
I feel strong when I think about femininity and sexuality, my sexuality, I feel strong.
Okay, good. That was a big shift. When you think about your partner, do you feel more neutral?
My stomach is turning.
Okay. So I'm going to strengthen you so that you to your partner and your partner to you, and neutralize that energy and speed up your perception. Okay, so overall, how do you feel now when you think of your partner?
I don't feel anything.
Okay, so it has no effect on you. Okay, great. So you're improving with every deletion. How did your drift feel? The same or different?
It feels like it's thinning up. Like it doesn't feel as thick. It's still there, but it doesn't feel like it's, because usually it feels very thick. So now it feels like it's kind of thinning out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. So is that, would you like to share that? Anything else with our listeners? How this the process, UN method process, is that, you know, it's a totally new way of resolving your problem. How does that feel? Anything you'd like to share about this process with others?
I think with the process, like, it's funny because what I'm noticing right now that things are really shifting really fast. Especially since I've been working on this issue for years, and I still haven't. So I feel like even for it to be thinning out right now within like a couple of minutes of you talking to me, it's almost like miraculous.
Well, that's good. That's great. Thank you for sharing. And you've had it for many years, so, you know, just...
I've had it for 12 years, yeah. And I remember the trigger was... My current relationship, which was with my eldest son's father. I remember when it happened, and I felt like it had to do something around him, but I just couldn't figure it out what it was.
Okay, so that bothers you, that thought. I'm going to go ahead and delete that for you now. It's actually karma. And everyone on the stream, when there's a specific person that you're having an issue with, it's usually 99% of the time there's a specific karma there. And there's three types of karmas that Darshan's going to talk about: direct, indirect, and partial indirect. And it's really important that you delete that karma. Otherwise, it'll never go away. So once you pinpoint and delete that specific karma, which I just did for you, and it goes back many lifetimes. So does that feel different now that the karma's been deleted? There was a traumatic memory that you had with him in a past life, and it carried into this life, and now that's actually been deleted.
Yes,
so
that feels different.
It feels different.
Yes.
Okay.
It feels different.
So what is it that I'm doing? I'm using my insight, and I'm using my physical intelligence, and I'm literally, I just tuned in, and it's like a laser. You just pinpoint exactly what the cause is. And in the course, this is just a demonstration, but actually in the course, Dr. Yun gives geometric charts, and they're really useful because everybody can do this. It's not just me, Dr. Yun, but we've taught hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. And with these geometric figures, with the charts that you get in the course, you're able to pinpoint, you know, specifically issues in yourself and in others, and you're able to do this on yourself. Dr. Yun, would you like to share anything about how anybody can do this?
Well, it's really about everyone just do it for themselves and their family members, and that's how, you know, their part of the world will change. So that would be improvement for everyone.
Right. So I'm so glad that you shared with our audience. I'm glad after 12 years you're finally having a shift. But more importantly, you know, join more of our live streams, or, you know, join the upcoming course, and you can continue to learn how to do this and apply it on yourself daily.
Yeah, continue to improve.
Right, it's all about continual improvement. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us, and let us know in the chat. Continue to let us know in the chat. I'm here live. Yes, this is live. I keep saying that, but it's fun to do this live because it's all about, you know, the live energy and support. So I'm looking at the chat. You can see we're going to take some more live callers, and I do want to reiterate again that, you know, pay attention right now to how you're feeling. We're strengthening your central nervous system. We're going to strengthen your organs. Anything that's blocking you with relationships, let's get rid of that stagnation, get rid of the blockage, and get rid of specific karmas. So, Dr. Green, let's talk about the five destroyers in relationships, which are karma, misinformation, misperceptions, misinterpretations, and negative emotions. Why is it the relationship tense again? Why are those like the five most common destroyers of relationships?
Well, from our experience, they do come up very frequently for everyone. And now we could actually find a way to normalize it, to make it even, and then we don't have to consider all the symptoms of all those, each one of those elements in affecting and causing the problems that people have not resolved for themselves. So you make it easier. When you make everything even, then you could pinpoint what the interaction weakness would be. It could be the internal dynamic or the boundaries that these elements sit on that form this Pentagon effect, and you want that to be strong.
So we're going to strengthen the relationship Pentagon for everyone. Like I said, a lot of times you're struggling with a relationship, and the reason why is nothing logical. It's not like something you can logically talk through or think through, use your mind to figure out the problem. In reality, when you look at the causes, it's really some kind of karma or misinterpretation or a misperception or just some negative emotions from the past. And when you really start to pinpoint this specifically, and I've said this like 10 times on this stream, it goes away and it's gone forever and it never affects you again. So a lot of people say, well, how is the human method different than other healing modalities? And, you know, I've done a lot of other healing modalities, which are wonderful. But, like, for me specifically, when I was on my deathbed, and you can read my story in the book, I had an artery and a vein that was twisted. I mean, that's not something that you want to wait. You want something fast and that works. And with the UN method, I mean, that's why I'm thoroughly active in it. And it's because it not only saved my life, but it can save your life too. And it's trivial things in life, like relationships that, you know, cause physical pain. You know, a lot of people come to us all the time and they're like, I have neck pain, back pain, knee pain, or they're horrible pain. And when you look at it, it is something like relationships or finances or, you know, there's other things in your life that are affecting you. So we're going to continue with some live examples. So we'll take another live caller.
Right.
323, you're on live. 323, you're on live. Okay, I guess we'll try another.
386.
Hello?
Hello, okay, yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Hi, all right, so thanks so much.
What was your name?
Lorena.
Lorena, okay, so Lorena, do you have any relationship problems in your life?
Yeah, currently what I have is that I've been trying to sell my house for the last 4 years, and many people come into the house, like the house, but it's gotten to the point where it's affecting my relationship due to the stagnation and not being able to move forward.
Okay, so you want to sell your house, you want to move forward, and you want to improve your relationship?
Yes.
Okay, so let's look at the real reasons and causes. Dr. Yun, what do you feel for her specifically?
Well, I could feel the leading weakness is really inside the house itself, like the person she's relating to or in the house itself. So the internal dynamic of the house, we just have to strengthen that. And that kind of weakened that internal dynamic to share with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have to strengthen that. Right? So when that's strengthened, it's really the struggling of that relationship, also the struggling of selling the house, that they kind of mirror each other and actually make the condition worse. So we just, on this situation, we just strengthen those weaknesses. Now, compared before, now when you think about your relationship and also think about your house not being sold, now, what does that seem like to you compared before?
Very different.
Okay, so it shifted, right? Otherwise,
yes,
you feel that resistance there, and and people come in, look at your house, you know, they feel that resistance. They don't know where it comes from, right? So, I mean, they don't know what it is. They just think that must be something negative about the house, right? So this way, there isn't any negative sensation there or energy there.
How do you feel now? Do you feel
similar
or different?
Different, I know, because I mean, well, it's affected our relationship so much that he's now manifesting not being able to walk right because his left hip hurts, and it's like he's stuck. So it's like what I'm feeling, he's feeling, and it's manifesting in different ways. So it's like, it feels better now.
Okay,
good.
Good.
See, he feels it in his central nervous system that actually kind of reduces physical intelligence somewhat. So we just restore that. And now it's definitely no question about his difficulty walking, right?
No, it's just if he stands for a long time, it hurts. If he sits for a long time, it hurts. And he just says, I'm stuck. That's all he keeps repeating.
Well, being stuck is what hurts, right? So
right.
We already resolved that stuck energy there. Now, we just want to ensure that he perceived the change and he's not, shut his perception down because you have experienced that kind of troubles him. Now, when you think about him now, what does it seem like to you?
It feels different, but the funny thing is that when you were doing that, for me, all of a sudden it feels like I'm burning. And it's like, wow, that's totally out of nowhere.
I mean, that burning, it feels kind of negative to you, that burning sensation?
It just feels overwhelming.
Okay, so let's... Let's expand your potential that whatever changes there, even though, you know, you light a fire to change it, if your potential is more expansive, then it will not be having the, too much effect on you. Okay, now,
mm-hmm.
Now what does that mean now? Are you calmer now?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, it's an amazing experience, and I was sitting here looking waiting to hear everything that you guys said. I've been listening to all your podcasts that I have, and
great.
Oh, thank you.
I feel great every time
that's
hear
good.
One.
Yeah,
and then I'm looking at your courses. And I really wanted to do more of the training seminar to be certified, but I had a question of, I see that it started like last month. Can you start in the middle of a training session, or do you recommend that we do when you started from day one?
Okay, well, that's a good question. Actually, our certification program, it is wonderful. I would suggest that you go ahead and just send us an email, and we will answer you in detail
all of
your questions. Just contact us at unmethod.com. But it just started, so, you know, we can get you into it if that's what you want. We'll just, we can talk to you personally about what your needs are and make that happen for you. So like I said, just definitely give us an email, and Chris will probably get that. And if you have questions for me, you know, just go ahead and send us an email, and we will answer you as soon as possible. Because, the certification
perfect.
Is really where it's at. I mean, We literally, I mean, Jackie, do you have anything to say about your certification?
Well, the certification for people, you know, who wants to take it out there professionally and make a career out of it, then it's definitely, they ought to only be certified and licensed to do so.
Okay, so if that sounds like something you'd like to do and really be implementing the UN method on people all over the world, and be certified with our UN Method Gold Seal. That's where it's at. Okay. So, like I said, just go ahead and send us an email. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Thank you so much for those of you who have participated in all of our streams And I see all of you in the chat right now, and people are from all over the world, and especially thank you for being live with us. And those of you, I see a few people from the UK, and I know it's late there. So let's keep going with this live energy. I know there's a few questions here on the chat about some fears of relationships with men. A lot of people have fears of relationships with men. Dr. Yin, what do you have to say for that?
Well, you definitely want to resolve that, right?
All relationship fears.
You know, many cases when people say they have fear, it's really misinterpreted about the uncertainties in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
with trust issues or some people with trust issues?
Not really. It's really misinterpretation about the certainties, uncertainties. So when people have so much uncertainties, they want to establish that they have certainty. Like, they certainly they have fear, right? But in reality, that's not the right answer. So let's ensure that uncertainty and the people would be strong to all the uncertainty. The cumulative effect of uncertainty would just totally not be anymore, and their life would have more certainty. It's just like when you use a computer, use a phone. You know, you have certainty there. When you hit that key, you're certain what response you're going to receive, right? So not sometimes you get this response, and another time we have no response, right? So that's what happened to our human life, because in the past, you know, people just not as educated as well, but it's not as connected with the knowledge that flows around us. But right? There's more knowledge that floats around us, this planet, than let's say 500 years ago or 5,000 years ago, right? So we can't go back and use healing modalities. We just have to shift everything quickly, and it doesn't take time to change it.
Okay. You ready for another live caller? We're going to do some more demonstrations.
We're always ready. All right. So be ready for action.
All the time.
And not just talking, right? So a lot of people just talking about what they're going to do for you. We just want to take action with you and want you to do the same that we do, right? So it's not like something that you have to understand it, right? You just do it. And you don't need to understand it because you already know what it is.
Okay, we'll take another caller. 805, you're on live.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. How can
Hi.
I assist you today with your relationship problems?
Well, I have a sleeping problem. I resist going to sleep. And when I go to sleep, I dream like crazy, very, very busy all night long. So I wake up very tired. And this may be, you know, related to relationships. There are a lot of them in my family going on.
A lot going in your family. Okay, so are you married or single?
I am married. Yes.
Okay, so when you talk about this, I immediately feel your bed at night. And I feel mostly, actually, your husband sleeps in the same bed with you?
Yes.
Okay, so what I mean, you know, I ask that specifically because what I feel is when you fall asleep, your spirit is getting in touch with his spirit. And this is interesting because we can have memories that are in our spirit, not actually in our body. They can either be in your body, mind, or spirit. For you specifically, your memories are in your spirit. And when you sleep, your spirit's getting in touch with his spirit. And this happens to a lot of couples, and they pick up on each other when they sleep. And it's really your spiritual, I don't know if you can relate to this, but it's like your spirit getting in touch with his negative spiritual experiences. And that's really when it affects you is when you sleep, because when you go to sleep, it's like all your boundaries are kind of not there, and you're getting in touch with his spirit. So I just deleted that specifically, and there was a specific trauma there that happened in the middle of the night, and it was more of like a war energy. And it's like he had to be alert at night, because if he wasn't alert at night, it was like that's when everything would happen, and it was like a war. That's the energy that I picked up on. So
is that the energy projected from him or from me?
No, the energy projected from him, and you're picking up on it when you sleep. So what I'm doing is I'm deleting your mind and spirit from your body, and I'm also deleting his mind and spirit from his body. So So in a very indirect way, he's going to actually feel better when he sleeps because that memory is gone in him and it no longer has an effect on him or you when you sleep. So when you think about sleeping now, there's still an anxiety there. Worry energy. So I'm going to delete your anxiety, delete your worry, and also strengthen just the dynamics of where you sleep in your house and delete any of the negative energy out of your house. So just with doing that, how do you feel now when you think about sleeping?
I feel less resistant.
Distant? More distant?
No, less resistant to sleeping.
Oh, less resistant to sleeping.
When I think
okay.
about it, yeah.
Okay, good. So let's put...
It's interesting because he tends to sleep like a rock, and I don't.
Well, that happens a lot. Like, it has no effect on him. Like, he just, there was a surprise.
Right.
Just, he wasn't up all night. He was suppressing that energy, though. So I promise you this will definitely, in his physical body, he's going to be feeling during the day more vitality from that being deleted. So keep me
great.
Posted. Yeah, keep me posted on that. So when he gets up in the
I
morning,
will.
He'll have, when he gets up in the morning, sometimes he feels a little bit sluggish. So I just, by deleting that memory, he'll be more energetic.
He may feel a little sluggish. I feel a lot sluggish. It's kind of a standing joke.
Okay, so when you think about getting up in the morning, does that bother you? I'm going to strengthen your central nervous system and your spinal cord and your physical intelligence so that you're strongly going to wake up with more vitality. But with that, and you still, there's some emotions about getting up in the morning. There's some things that you're doing during the day that you're resisting and that you don't really want to be doing. It's like just day-to-day things. Like I'm sure a lot of people could relate to this. Just
uh-huh.
like chores or those things that you don't like. And that can really make you tired. I mean, as trivial as it sounds, that can be exhausting. And people come to me all, they're like, I'm so tired. Like, Marnie, how do you have so much energy? And I'm doing the deletions just on trivial things. So I deleted that for you. So when you think about
your
day-to-day energy, how does that feel now?
The whole body feels stronger thinking about it.
Okay, good, good. Are you new to the UN method?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I love it.
You love it? Okay. Why do you love it? Is there anything you'd like to share about why you love it or anything that could be of interest to our audience?
Absolutely. It is so fast as long as your thinking and your analytics are out of the way. And,
yeah.
you know, with myself, with this particular problem, I think it was all thinking and analyzing it, and that's really the wrong way to go.
So you're not thinking and analyzing anymore?
Not about this, no. It feels so much lighter. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Well, keep me posted on the next stream if your sleeping has changed. And even better than that, I want to tell you that, yeah, it is about that time to give away a free telecourse. So you are a winner of the free telecourse.
That's great.
So you just won the relationship telecourse. It's all about unconditional love and sexual neutrality. It's a 4-week telecourse. It starts December 1st, and you can go ahead and send us an email, contact us at unmethod.com, and Chris will get you set up with your link and activation and all that, so you can join us. It's for 4 weeks, and it's every Tuesday and Thursday for 4 consecutive weeks, and if you liked the stream, you're really going to enjoy that, because like I said, Dr. Yoon goes into depth with like literally every kind of relationship, pain or stress or pain, and how to really do this on yourself. And the most important thing I can say about the telecourse is that this is totally new. I know there's some people that are on here. I can see a lot of similar, you know, names that I see who have taken past courses on relationships. And this is a really new principle. It's not a new principle, but
it's more updated.
Right. Dr. Yoon's never talked about sexual neutrality and unconditional love. And as he's teaching, what he's doing is he's downloading and activating and updating your own internal computer. And so it's not just information. It's not just a course where you get all this information.
Well, it's not information you have to memorize, you know. It's just something you experience and become part of you.
So what is
Oh, I so appreciate that. That is so exciting. Thank you.
I'm so excited. We're excited for it. It's going to be an amazing course. You get new charts, new geometric figures that are really ensure relationship results. So for those of you who are thinking, or maybe you're thinking, well, I'll never be able to do this. Doc, didn't I do it, but how am I going to be able to do it? A lot of people have that question. Well, the charts will really, really ensure relationship results. And Dr. Yoon shows you how to apply those. He activates them for you in the course. And what else is new, Dr. Yoon?
Well, it's actually an easier learning experience because you're not going to learn anymore. You just download and...
no more learning.
Yeah, your physical intelligence just be triggered of the things you already know. So we've been trying to learn things instead of recognizing we already know everything. Everything around us that we could just connect with it or download the information and we don't have to use our mind and try to memorize it.
No more memorizing. Well, that's the best way. It's really by being in the energy and through osmosis that, you know, you can just literally be
download.
On the call.
Well, I don't even use that word osmosis. It's more like downloading.
Download instantly.
So oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining. Thanks for connecting and being patient on the line. And we're getting ready to and looking forward to it because it starts soon. So for those of you who are also interested in it, our team here is you can see in the chat box or in the description below. There's some links, unmethod.com, all events calendar. You can go ahead and click that link, and it'll give you all the information. Whether it's the upcoming December course, we also have a clinic. So if you're the type of person who doesn't want to learn how to do this, you have no interest in that at all, but you want Dr. Yoon to specifically just get rid of your problems for you, that's the clinic. And every week for 5 weeks starting December 1st, December 3rd it starts, it's the clinic. It's every week for 5 weeks. And what that is you can submit your issue. Once you join in the membership area, it's real easy. You just submit your issue to Dr. Yoon every week, and you get on a call, and he actually deletes your problem for you. So that's more of a done-for-you service, and it's specifically your resolution of your pain and stress, but it's also good as a clinical experience because, like, if you do want to get certified or you are a healthcare practitioner, you're in the business of improving people's lives, you can see how Dr. Yoon does this on group in a clinic, and it's a virtual clinic, and you can see all the interaction and how he works through and deletes specific reasons, causes, and sources in people, and this is very much it'll broaden your horizons how to do this on others, how to do your own virtual clinic as well. So it's a really good, interesting experience, download experience.
Yeah. Thanks.
Do you have anything to share about your clinic?
Well, the clinic is you experience it so directly, and it's going to reinforce how you do it, right? So essentially, everyone have to do for themselves, right? So it's not like, it's similar to like taking a lesson in playing tennis or playing golf. You still have to do it. So it's not you just sitting there and the expert try to inform you that they're going to do everything for you. And it doesn't work, okay? So you don't want a personal trainer and does the lifting weight for you, right? So you have to do it, and it has to be directed in such a way that you have your insight activated, that you know exactly what you do, being an expert with yourself and with your physical surrounding and also with people,
mm-hmm.
Including your family, right? So...
So again, you can click on those links on the page to get more information on our upcoming events, the course, the clinic, and what's coming further. Dr. Yoon also, in the course, will go over like the five destroyers, restrictions, Pentagon, like I said, karma, misinformation, misinterpretations, misperceptions, negative thinking experience. He'll teach you how to apply this on yourself and others. We'll go over the negative thinking patterns, Octagon, and we're going to delete you, everyone right now, for criticizing, judging, blaming, complaining, defending, regretting, vengeful, worrying, uncertain. Does this sound like you? Are you like this with a partner or maybe people you know or coworkers and whatnot? Because it's really time to apply this on yourself because that's really when you delete the negative thinking patterns active, and you really come from a place of unconditional love. And I've said this throughout the whole live stream. If you get nothing else from this live stream, it's all about unconditional loving yourself and others from the place of physical intelligence, where there's no mind and no spirit. You're completely neutral, and most importantly, sexual neutrality. When you're in a relationship, it's all about neutrality. When you stay balanced, centered, and stabilized, there's nothing that's going to throw you off. And Dachshund, like I said, goes through this more in the course. No sexual hangups, Pentagon, being neutral, no distractions, no urges, sexual hangups, no fantasy. He'll go in depth in the course on this as well. And he'll also go into the sexual instinct triad, which is your central nervous system, your sexual organs. Talks more about fantasy and how letting your brain monitor all your mental fantasies. So there's a whole segment on that as well in the course. So it's very interesting. It's all updated, new information, new activations. And you know, I encourage you to take it so that you can continue with daily improvement, taking charge of your life, taking charge of your relationships. So you go from relationship disaster to a relationship master.
And then you pass on the skill to others and improve them.
And continue.
So you become a relationship expert or mastery of relationship very easily, and you don't have to like spend a lot of years memorizing things that is not applicable for achieving immediate results for people.
So if that sounds like you, are you ready for that? Continue us for more. We'll have more free live streams regardless if you join us. So continue, stay posted. Thank you so much for joining. We're sending you all strength now, and we're going to end with just a deletion for everyone regarding any fear, any worry about relationships, any fear of attracting the right relationships. Dachshund, what do you feel? How can we end this on a really good strengthening session?
Well, the relationship would be the outside influences, more so than your own internal influences. So you just make it even that there's no discrepancy between you and the outside world and outside world with you. So that will make everything click and process naturally.
Okay, so we're just, again, deleting any blocks, any negativity, anything that could possibly be weakening you in the unknown, that you stay in that unconditional love state. So say to yourself right now, oh, I unconditionally love myself. I know I do, but we want you to really feel that and resonate with that. So we're strengthening you for unconditional love and neutrality.
It's a natural process. All right, so thank you.
So thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.